Hello everyone, welcome to Son IE. I'm your host XO. I hope you haven't been having a great week. Man, it's Friday. I feel like these days are just going by quick. It's already May 1st, new month, new goals, new aspirations. And me personally, I didn't even have no goals like listed out for this month until I asked the person this question today. I was like, what do you want? What do you want from May? And they listed out their goals, as well as me. I just started listening out what I wanted to for myself personally, goal-wise for May. And like I said, they just came to mind instantly and quickly. And I'll get more into that deeper into the show. Matter of fact, I'm going to touch on that right now. Basically, my goals for May, I feel like I fell off way off track in April and February. I know the whole quarantine thing, everything being shut down. So I fell off with my workouts, with my reading, and just being myself. I just feel like I've just been grinding, just been chasing money, and not really been focused on myself and my inner peace and just getting back to me. And I've been noticing that, like, different days when I do invest the time into myself, when I wake up in my with my morning structured, with when I meditate, I stretch, I say my affirmations, I pray, and I drink my liter of water in the morning, and I just do my morning routine. My days are more structured. I feel like more in tune with myself and more complete to where I can attack the day. So that's why I'm getting back to really getting back structured, because like I said, I fell off. It happens though. We all fall off when we're like on a path and whatnot. But it's good to notice when you fell off versus somebody else noticing when you fell off too. So it's good to pick yourself back up and like, all right, I got to get back on, to get back to my grind, get back focused, get back to this level that I was achieving in this journey that I'm back on. It's like, all right, I had that chill. I took a break. But now it's time to get back to me and get back to who I am and what I'm trying to accomplish and what I need to accomplish. So that's what I'm getting back toward on May. Structure my home workouts. That's one of them. Another thing is reading 30 minutes a day. That's what I really want to be disciplined on myself. Like, I've been reading, but I need to read and take notes on what I'm reading and just get more into that, dissecting what I read and really just digesting and everything, dissecting and digesting what I'm reading as well. But as well as eating right, I've been eating out too much. I'm gonna get on to this meal prep and look into this meal prep and start having them send me meals, do it that way, as well as cooking like side meals for myself, breakfast and whatnot. But let's get on with today's show. That's just a few goals that I've had, my main three goals that I'm gonna get on and I'm gonna tackle and whatnot. But thank you for tuning in. It's Friday. Welcome to Son IE. Once again, I'm your host, XO. We in May. Like I said, we in May. I just listened to my brief May goals. But for today's episode, I did want to discuss the two quotes of the day I had, what I learned this week, and ways to save during a recession. So I'm going to give y'all a brief break, and then I'm going to get into the quotes of the day and what I learned this week. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Like the show, subscribe, send it to a friend, share it with your family, share it with a friend, share it with your cousin, share it with your dog, share it with your pets, share it with an associate, share it with a coworker. Spread the word about Son IE. I greatly appreciate it. I'll be right back. Quotes of the day. You've been criticizing yourself for years and it hasn't worked. Try approving of yourself and see what happens. Me personally, that goes deep, because I'm always judgmental of myself and I always criticize myself, and I never had that confidence. Me growing up, I never had that confidence in myself of just being, having that confidence and that, having that willpower and knowing I can accomplish anything. Like, this grew over time as I started reading and researching about the power of the mind and everything. But as I grow up, I had low self-esteem. I was shy. I just kept to myself because I didn't like, I was still like trying to break out of my shell, find out who I was and discover who I was. And I was just always, like I said, criticizing myself, judgmental of myself. Growing up, I was a fat kid growing up, I ain't gonna lie. I was a fat kid, so just growing up that way and just really never just like, that confidence never grows. It's just like, you just, like I said, criticize yourself and judgmental of yourself, and you just always just putting yourself down and just trying to figure out like, dang, what's the best way I can be happy, be positive or whatnot. But it's just like, it's hard when you're criticizing yourself and the world's criticizing you at the same time. So it's like, why would you criticize your own self and put your own self down when there's millions of other people in the world who doesn't even know you is doing the same thing? So it's like, start approving of yourself. If you're criticizing yourself, judging yourself every day, day by day, let it go and just start approving of yourself and approving of everything you've done. If you made a mistake, you fucked up, and you did some rough shit, some bad shit in the past or whatever it is, let it go. You criticize yourself. If you didn't get the job or you just too hard on yourself, like, oh, I overstudied or I didn't study or I'm too this, I'm too fat, I'm too skinny, I'm too unperfect, I'm too ugly. Nah, let that go. Approve of yourself. Love yourself. Cherish yourself. Appreciate yourself. Appreciate of who you are and what you've been through and the chapters of your life. Your life is a book and it's an autobiography and you write every story and how it plays out and how you want it to play out. So me personally, I'm 28, so I say it's chapter 28 of my life. So I'm writing out this chapter and I'm just really approving of myself and believing in myself and having that confidence in myself this year to keep moving forward and pushing forward through anything and everything and not really questioning myself or getting discouraged. Because me, like I said, I grew up, I was a fat kid. I had friends and everything, but me personally, it's just that self-esteem, that confidence in myself I never really had until it built up over time as I got a new circle of friends, new circle around me, new people around me. So it built up over time, but we all go through that. We all been through that phase, through that side where we criticize ourselves, over-criticize ourselves too much. And it's like we're hurting ourselves and putting ourselves down when it's like, man, approve of yourself, approve of everything you've done, how far you've been, everything you've been through. It's been a journey throughout your life. If you're going through something right now and you're criticizing yourself, let it go. You're going to get through. You've been through some type of phase like this before where you criticized yourself and you came out on top or you came out on the other side. So it's like, stop criticizing yourself and start approving of what you've done and what you're doing and where you're headed. Once again, the quote is, you've been criticizing yourself for years and it hasn't worked. Try approving of yourself and see what happens. Positive mindset creates positive results. The second quote is, if you're confident in yourself and however you want yourself to be presented, and you're doing well and doing it because you want to do it and not because someone else is pressuring you, then more power to you. If you're confident in yourself and however you want to be presented, and you're doing well and doing it because you want to do it and not because someone is pressuring you, then more power to you. I have to read it again because I'm really trying to let it resonate with me. And so it says, if you're confident in yourself and however you want to be presented to the world, presented to other people, perceived in other people's eyes, and you're doing well with what you want to do in life, and you're confident in everything you do, you're chasing your dreams, you're chasing your passion, you're doing what you love, whether it's a career or you're just like, you're selling ice cream every day, you want to sell ice cream just to make people happy, put smiles on people's faces. You're doing what you love, you're doing that with confidence, and nobody's pressuring you to do it, like, oh, you should get a high-paying job, but that's not something you want to do. Like I said, you want to sell ice cream, or you want to sell coffee, or you want to sell lemonade, make a lemonade stand, but you're doing that, and you're loving what you're doing, and you're proud of how you're doing it, and you're like, you're presenting yourself as a happy person. Like, this is what I want to do. I'm chasing my dream. I'm chasing my passion. I want to sell lemonade. I want to sell ice cream. This is what I would do. I'm not letting nobody pressure me to do what they want me to do. Because this is my life. And this is how I want my life to go. This is my dream for my life. This is my vision for my life. This is what I want to do. Not what you want to do. If you want me to do that, why don't you do that for yourself? This is what I want to do. This is what makes me happy. This is what drives me. This is what I love doing. And I have confidence in what I'm doing. And this is how I want to be presented to the world, as someone doing what they love versus someone being pressured to do what they don't love. So have that confidence. If you're confident in yourself, once again, and however you want to be presented, and you're doing well and doing it because you want to do it and not because someone is pressuring you, then more power to you. More power to you simply because you're doing what you love. You have confidence in what you're doing. You're doing it well. And people that seeing you is like, damn, they're doing what they love. When you do that, people see you doing what you love. That rubs off on people, and that makes people open their eyes and see, am I doing what I really love, or am I just doing it because somebody else is pressuring me to do it? If somebody's pressuring you to do something, fuck that. For real, man. You know, life is precious. Time is short, man. Do what you want to do. Do what you love and love what you do. If you have to really take a step back and analyze, like, what do I love doing? What's my passion? What makes me go? What drives me? What am I ambitious about? Take a step back and look and do that. Don't let nobody pressure you to do something that you don't really give a fuck about doing. You're just doing it because they're pressuring you to do it. Nah, it's your life. Do what you have to do. Brief break and we can get on with what I learned this week. Weekend. What I learned this week. I'll be right back. What I learned this week. People don't respect you or your time, cut them off. Like I said, time is precious, time is valuable. If people don't respect you or what you're trying to do or your time, ain't no sense of wasting time trying to get them to respect you or respect your time. It's a waste of time trying to do that. So it's like, if you're not respecting me or my time, I got to let you go. I got to cut you off. And it's like, you don't even have to give them a warning because it's your life and you operate accordingly. Like I said, your life is a book. It's an autobiography. So you can cut characters and create characters and invite characters into your story how you want to. If there are people in your life that's wasting your time, that's not respecting your time or respecting you overall, cut them off. You don't need them there. There's somebody else around the corner waiting to come and replace them. Everybody's replaceable, man. So if people are wasting your time and wasting just their energy, you feel like you're wasting your energy with them, cut them off. They don't need no warning. We all grown. We all adults. Cut them off and move on and focus on what you're trying to do. Don't waste the time with the people that's... Don't waste the time and waste the people. That makes sense. So if you don't... If they don't... People don't respect you or respect your time, cut them off. Another thing I learned this week was take care of yourself. And that goes deep because me, personally, like I said, I've been on the chase. I've been on the grind. Just been grinding, chasing the money where I haven't been... taking myself personally. Like, I've been eating and doing stuff like that, but just some me time, getting back to in my inner self to where I'm always running around. Like, I had this week, I've been relaxing, chilling, really just relaxing and chilling and just letting everything come to me instead of me going out and chase it. I've just been open and receiving. Sometimes you have to be open and receiving. You don't have to really go out and chase what's meant for you. If something's meant for you, it's going to come your way. You don't have to go out and chase it. All you have to do is keep doing what you're doing, keep grinding, and just really just be open and receiving to it, and it'll come to you. And that's what I've been doing. I've been learning, like, be open and receiving. You don't have to chase what's meant for you, what's meant to be in your life. You're a magnet. Everything that's meant for you will attract towards you. Don't have to go chase it. Another thing, as well as take care of yourself, stretch. You listen to this, like, please stretch. Stretching is vital. You're like, no, it's not. Trust me. Stretch every day. Stretch when you wake up. Stretch when you go to sleep. Stretch after lunch. Stretch midday. Stretching is vital. Start stretching. Stretching out your body. Stretching out your ligaments. Get a warning when you wake up. Stretch your body out. You've been sleep all night. Stretch. That's the biggest thing I've been learning. Stretch. Stretch more. Stretch yourself out. Wiggle around. Jump around. Stretch your body out. Wake your body up in the morning. Stretch your body out before you go to bed. That's what I've been learning this week. And then I'm going to get on to ways to save during a recession. Ways to save during a recession. And I know this recession came out of nowhere, man. And it was, you look up, you like, what just happened? And that's how it happened. Like, within a blink of an eye, everything was shut down. People lost their jobs and everybody looking up like, what? Like, what just happened now? And it's like, you like, damn, where do I go from here? And it's like, it's all unplanned. And it, like I said, it just happened really out of nowhere. It was slowly coming, but it happened. One of the ways to save during a recession is start an emergency fund. I've started an emergency fund, I started in January of this year. And just slowly, just every now and then, putting a couple chips aside, putting into that emergency fund for times like this. put in that emergency fund so you have that security, that blanket. The emergency fund is the money you save up for sole purpose of helping you get through your day-to-day living during a financial hardships, which is like a recession. In a recession, you got your emergency fund to support you and keep you uplifted during these times, especially if you lost your job. You got that money to hold you over until you find that next job. There's plenty of jobs out there for you right now. If you're listening to this and you lost your job and you're looking for stuff, there's jobs out there. Trust me, I'll pray for you to get one. But as well as you'll get one in general, because there's jobs always looking, always hiring. Sometimes you really got to start over from ground one just to get back on your feet. You got to suck it up and really just like take a job that you don't want to work at. But you like, hey, I need this money. I got to do it. That's what it sometimes comes to. But as well as the emergency fund, you just, where they have to cut your hours, get cut back from your job, you lose your job, your business isn't making any money, or you made professional, poor financial decisions, emergency fund is a safety net to fall back on. So start, if you don't have an emergency fund, start creating an emergency fund, putting the money in side by side. Even if you got to start with $5 a week, put that emergency fund, start building that emergency fund up. And the emergency fund is really about trying to save 3 to 6 months worth of your income. So whatever you get, like I said, even if you got to start off $5 a month, $5 a week, bow, five. Just build that up, get that $20 in for the first month and be like, okay, now I can step, maybe I can do 10 a week. Just start building up in that, putting up in that emergency fund. And it's like, this is a safety net. Emergency fund is better than having credit, using credit. Because credit, a lot of people say, is a mistake. Depends on how you use it. But me personally, I'm going to leave that to professionals. Like I said, the emergency fund is a great way to build up and something to start with. So that's just one way to save during a recession. So start thinking about that emergency fund, where you want to go and how you want to do it. And that's the best thing for me personally, because like I said, the emergency fund, you really see how much money you want to push aside, especially, like I said, a recession. Recessions come, recessions hit, and you just want to be ahead of the recession. Or even if you lose a job that's not outside of the recession, where the recession is over and the economy is good and you lose a job, you always just want to have that emergency fund for anything that comes up, anything that pops up. Another thing is establish a budget. Me, I was going over my budget for May. I started doing budgeting last month. Started doing a budget every month. Start a budget. Calculate the money coming in and where it's supposed to go. Don't just be collecting money and just spending money and not knowing where the money's going. Get a budget together. See where your money's going. See where you want your money to go. And calculate it all out. That's what I've been doing. I downloaded this app called Every Dollar. And I'm using that right now to really budget and do my savings and do everything that I'm doing. So that's the budget app that I'm using right now. I just barely downloaded it, I ain't gonna lie, last night. So I'm still learning it myself. But so far, I like it and what it's about. Also, having a budget will help you identify your spending and cut down expenses. So you identify, like with the budget, you see where your money is going, see where you want your money to go. Money is always, you're always going to control your money of where your dollars are going. So establish a budget. That's another way to save during a recession, as well as calculate any debt that you have. Any debt, let's pay off that debt. Get that debt paid off and just really just working into your budget. Another one is live below your means. I love that personally, because that's what I've been doing. Living below my means and saving money, collecting money. And living below your means isn't about penny pinching or depriving yourself of things that bring you joy. It's about making conscious spending choices that reduce expenses. Just making conscious spending choices. Making conscious decisions of how you're spending money. Living below your means. Do I need this? Judging the need from the want. What I started doing myself, I started judging, do I need this versus do I want this? If I need it, oh yeah, okay, I'll get it. But if I want it, we all got wants. We all got stuff that we want in this world. But if you don't need it, let it go. Just like, oh, it'll be there later. If you need it, it'll come to you. You can get it. Like, I'll get it. But it's all about living below your means and still finding the joy in living below your means. Not just like, oh, I can't do this. No, you can get that joy sometimes, but it's just really just making conscious spending choices. That's what it comes down. Making conscious spending choices. Being conscious of how you're spending and where your money's going. That circulates back into creating that budget. Another one, and the last one I have for you, is diversify your income. Relying on one source of income is a major risk. Because if the economy tanks, the economy's tank right now, you lose your job, you lose your only source of income and your only source to meet your financial obligations. Me, if you've been a consistent listener of the show, you know I've been discussing having multiple streams of income, creating the multiple streams of income. I have, last episode I did, I discussed different ways to make money during quarantine. So there's different ways to make money. I highly recommend getting more streams of income, not being reliant on one stream. Start, and if you're interested in stocks or anything of that, anything of that nature, look into stocks. Start investing into stocks. Do your homework. Check out some people who do stocks. Ask questions. Do your research. Look on YouTube. Get into stocks if you're into stocks. As well as, like I said, I've been preaching DoorDash, DoorDash, Postmates, Uber Eats, anything of that nature. Just really building your streams of income. Discuss buying and selling, trading, credit stuff. There's different ways. Build your source of income. Get that first one secured, and now look for other sources of income so that you have different streams of income, so where you're not held down to that one job. And having multiple streams of income helps. If one ends, you have others to fall back on. So if you just have that one stream of income, imagine you lost that. It's like, all right, what am I doing now? Playing with house money. So it's like, build, while you got that mainstream income now, your mainstream, let's see, okay, how can I get another one? What can I do to have other money? How can I have my money work for me? So in case, hypothetically speaking, I lose this job, I got other money to fall back on, other streams to fall back on. So it's about thinking about the different streams of income that you can fall back on, instead of just falling into that, dang, I ain't got no job, being looking for jobs day by day. Going to different job interviews, like especially now, it's tough trying to go to jobs with the whole quarantine and the stay social distancing. So it's like, build the streams of income right now so you can not be relying on one job. But those are a few ways to save during the recession. You can start an emergency fund. Starting an emergency fund is highly beneficial. Establish a budget. Get that budget started. It's May 1st. Get that budget started. How you want to budget? Budget your money for May. Calculate how much you're going to make in May, how much you want to make in May, and then budget out to your bills, your expenses, to the groceries, the food, your car. Just budget your money out and see where it's going and see how you can save money and go from there. As well as live below your means. Try it out for a week or two. See, judge what you want and what you need. Do I need this or do I want this? That's what it comes down to. As well as diversify your income. If you got one, that's good. Congratulations. Let's try to get two. Let's try to get three. Let's figure out more ways to get money in so we're not relying on one. But I appreciate y'all tuning in, man. It's Friday and I'm ready for this weekend. I'm going to be working once again. I got a show for y'all Monday. Show coming on Monday. A book that I'm reading, my Netflix recommendation that I got for y'all, a couple of quotes, and really gonna be discussing the next Friday show. But I appreciate y'all tuning in. I discuss on this show the quotes of the day. Two quotes. First one is, you've been criticizing yourself for years and it hasn't worked. Try approving of yourself and see what happens. Approve of yourself, man. Criticism, man, let it go. Always think positive. Positivity leads to prosperity. So always think positive about yourself and anything and everything that you go through. Trust me, I go through it. I still go through it. I criticize myself a lot and I got to knock it off. Kill it. I got to be positive and stay positive. And that's what I've been working on, being more positive in any and every situation. I have that confidence in myself. I'm not in this alone. I can get through anything and everything. I am powerful. My mind's a magnet. Attract what you want in your life. So being more positive, approve of yourself, approve of the decisions that you made. You're moving forward. You're constantly evolving. The next quote is, if you're confident in yourself and however you want yourself to be presented, and you're doing well and doing it because you want to do it and not because someone is pressuring you, then more power to you. Do what you love, love what you do, and don't let nobody else pressure you to do what they want you to do. Do what you want to do. It's your life. It's your vision. It's your shoes that you're walking in. I discuss what I learned this week. People don't respect you in your time. Cut them off. Simple as that. That's how I see it. Another one is take care of yourself and stretch. Take care of yourself and stretch. Those are two vital, man. Especially during this times. We got to take care of ourselves. Mentally, physically, spiritually. Just make sure we all in tune with ourselves, in tune with whatever we're going with, everything we're going through, as well as stretching your body. When you wake up in the morning, at night, stretch, man. Stretch your body out. It just takes 2 minutes to stretch. It's 2 minutes of your day to stretch in the morning, 2 minutes at night, 2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes during the day. 6 minutes. That's 6 minutes out of a 24-hour day period. Stretch your body out, man. Your body will love you and appreciate you more. You feel more limber. You feel me? But I appreciate y'all tuning in. It's Friday. I hope you have a great, blessed weekend. I'll be back with you again on Monday. Thank you. XO, we out. Sana. I-E.